Bushido says the strong are patient, and patience means holding back in your inclination to immediately react, especially to anger and fear. This doesn't mean that you repress, just that you hold back in your immediate inclination to react. You keep your mind like calm water until you can fully evaluate the situation and then act in a manner that will best serve you. When you do react, do so directly and powerfully so there are no mistaken intentions on anyone's part. And with that in mind, I'm going to talk about buttons. Your mind operates like a computer. We all have computer-like buttons that, when pushed, cause us to respond like a robot. In so doing, we demonstrate our machineness. A robot has no choice in the way it acts. It has wiring and circuits, and it is manufactured so that when a button is pushed, it reacts according to programming. And in many areas of your life, you're a robot. To explore your programming, we'll do another closed-eye process, assuming this is appropriate at this time. So go ahead, close your eyes and breathe deeply, and allow the quietness of spirit to come in. In this process, we're going to explore what pushes your reaction buttons, what causes you to react. The idea is to be straight with yourself and trust the very first thoughts that come into your mind. I'll ask questions, then we'll remain quiet to give you a few moments to respond. Here's the first question. What pushes your buttons, causing you to become angry quickly? In your personal life, what pushes your buttons and causes you to react with anger, repression, or fear? What pushes your sexual buttons? Okay. Let's explore occupational or career buttons. When it gets pushed, you become angry or repress or experience fear. What pushes your embarrassment buttons? What public, national, or international situations push your buttons? What does the person closest to you do to push your buttons? How does what other people think push your buttons? All right. Now, for a few moments, meditate upon how what other people think about you is manipulating you. What your mate or lover thinks, your parents, your friends, your coworkers, your children. How are they pushing your buttons, causing you to be the way they want you to be?